Narmer's Curse by Jacqueline Carey. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Copyright 2010 by Jacqueline Carey. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Jacqueline Carey, care of Distel and Godrich Literary Management, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. As the city of Shuntian dwindled in the distance behind me, a mixture of dread and exhilaration filled me. I was all alone in the vast empire of Qin. It was by choice, my choice. If I had wished it, the emperor's daughter would have spoken a word in her father's ear, and his celestial majesty would have provided me with a mighty escort. Indeed, the princess had begged me to let her do so, and I suspected there would be times that I wished I had consented. I was a young woman, a foreigner, travelling alone in a country halfway around the world from my home. Home. It was a bittersweet word. I no longer knew what it meant to me. Once home had been a snug cave in the Alban wilderness, where I was Moirin, daughter of Fancha, child of the Marquin John. That was still true. In a sense, it would always be true. The folk of the Marquin John carry our dear Arnhems inside us, the divine spark of the Great Bear herself that gives us life and guides us. It is the part of our soul that connects us to her. To lose it would be like dying, worse than dying. I knew because I had lost half of mine. Not lost.